Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. And your new Trends Journal's coming out soon. And here's the cover. Yep. Biden, BB, you're a bad boy. I know. Thanks for the bombs. All right. Total fucking bullshit spewing out of the mouth of these warmongering little freaks like draft dodger Joe Biden. Yeah, cat's about 3.5 years older than me. Vietnam War era. He got 5 deferments. Oh, his last one? I got asthma or something. I got or a dick up my. I don't know. I think I sucked it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Beat the draft and liked every fucking war. That's who all these little pricks are. Little fucking warmongering son of a bitches and bastards that just keep it going and spewing out the bullshit. Oh, Biden has to. Oh, Netanyahu and Biden are nasty words to each other. It's all bullshit. And if you don't believe it's bullshit, how about the bullshit spewing out a fat boy murderous mouth of Lloyd Austin? Yep, just came out before it went on the air. No evidence of genocide in Gaza, Pentagon chief says. Yeah. Pentagon chief. A murderer. He slaughtered people when he ran as general over there in Iraq and Afghanistan. Not genocide? How about the definition of genocide, Austin? Oh, by Oxford Language. The deliberate killing of a large number of people from a particular nation or ethnic group with the aim of destroying the nation or group. Yep. Genocide. Oh, don't believe me? How about a little ugly piece of arrogant shit? Hey, take it easy, Celente. I'm Trump's son-in-law. I'm Jared Kushner. Oh, don't you know who my daddy is? Oh, my daddy was the Kushner that gave Trump $1 million for his campaign when he pardoned him for the crimes that he committed. Oh, I'm that Jared Kushner, and I spoke at Harvard. Harvard. I spoke at Harvard in February, and this is the shit, the genocidal shit that spewed out of my arrogant fucking mouth. Gaza waterfront property could be very valuable. It's a little bit of very valuable waterfront property, and suggested Israel should remove civilians while it, quote, cleans up the strip. Genocide. Genocide. Oh, this is from The Guardian. Hardly reported in the American media. You know why? Because they're all little fucking scumbag prostitutes. Little pieces of shit that suck up to their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. 6 companies control over 90% of Americans' media, all owned by the bigs. He goes on, quote, it's a little bit unfortunate situation there. Little bit unfortunate situation. You killed over 33,000 people. You bombed the fucking place into ruin. People are starving to death. Over 80,000 seriously wounded. 40% of those dead children. 30% women. Look at it. Oh, no, it's a little bit of an unfortunate situation. But from Israel's perspective, hey, fuckface. What the fuck do I care about Israel's perspective? Oh, no, I'm Jewish. I forgot. Oh, you're Jewish. I forgot. Oh, I'd be an anti-Semite for saying, oh, I'm Israel. You mean the genocidal destruction of innocent people? But from Israel's perspective, I would do my best to move the people out of there and clean it up. Genocide. Where is the outrage? Hey, Salenti, shut the fuck up. Be a little coward like the rest of the clowns out there. Suck up to their shit. Don't be a man. Or a woman. No, cut off your balls and become a Rachel Levin. Oh, he's the head of the American Health Department over there. Yeah. Oh, my name was Richard, but I got my nuts cut off. And I like to take it up the ass, or what's wrong with me? Anyway, go on, Rachel. Kushner said, Israel should, quote, finish the job by moving the Palestinians to the Negev Desert. Yep. But in addition to that, I would just bulldoze something in the Negev. I'd move the people over there. Yep. I think that's the better option, so you can finish the job. That's the quote. Where is the outrage? They're only Palestinians, Salenti. And he goes on, ready? I'm sitting in Miami Beach right now, Kushner said, and I'm looking at the situation, and I'm thinking what I would do if I was there. Hey, go over there and do something, fuckface. Go over there and do something. Oh, by the way, Netanyahu's kid who's not fighting over there either, he's in Miami too. Anyway, going back to your Trends Journal, here's the deal, man. You see gold prices? 2,351 bucks. Yep. We are the only magazine in the world anybody, anywhere, magazine or not, that we had forecast is one of our top trends for 2024. A golden year for gold. Gold is up some $300. $300 since we made that forecast. And this is just the beginning. Now, tomorrow, they're going to come out with the inflation numbers. If the inflation numbers are high, gold might go down. Gold this year could hit $3,000 an ounce. And the reason being is that I just read you the Kushner shit. The world is going to shit because we got shitheads running the show. Who's your favorite fucking shithead? Oh, I'm from the UK. I like Sunak. Oh, no, I'm from France. I like the little cutscene Macron. No, I'm from Germany. I like Olaf Scholz. No, I'm from Israel. I like Netanyahu. All right. This thing's going down, man. They're going to ramp up. Israel's going to keep attacking Iran. This thing's going to escalate. Oil prices are going to about $90 a barrel now for Brent crude. They're up from $73 a barrel not long ago. And it's going to hit $130 a barrel. It's going to crash the economy, and it's going to crash the global equity markets. That's why gold prices are going up. We're giving you what nobody else has given you. And if you want to get more, you subscribe to the Trends Journal. Trendsjournal.com. History before it happens. For the grand total of about $2.56 a week. Again, we're giving you what nobody else is. They don't teach trend forecasting at Harvard, Princeton, Yale, anywhere. They don't know how to do it. And here are my books. These are some of the trend forecasts over the years. Nobody comes close to us. We're giving you everything we can. The more subscribers we have, the more we can do. But again, the magazine's like over 170 pages. But I'm saying the more we can do, the more support we have, the more we can bring peace on earth, goodwill to all. Because we got a bunch of shitheads running the show, and you want to get your T-shirt that says, hey, politicians, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? And if you don't want to say it, you could show it. So going back to the Trends Journal, again, trends on the economic front and the market, trends on the economic and market front. We've got the economic update, market overview, what the hedge funds are looking at, where they're going, what they're doing, United States trade deficit, the U.S. debt outlook. These are just some of the things. And again, technocracy, a whole section by Joe Duran, right over here. The man, you get that book, Be Human, you get it on Amazon, you see what's going on. Special articles in here by Gregory Mannarino. We are in debt, death spiral, and it's no accident. Capish? Article by Dr. Joseph McCullough. Alzheimer's is now a leading cause of death. Yep. And guest article by John and Nisha Whitehead. The government wants you to play God. Wants to play God. What does that mean for our freedom? Lost, dead, finito. That's why we need your support, because we're fighting for freedom, peace, and justice, the true American way. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com and hit the subscribe button so you can keep getting alerted when we're going on. So you want to hit that button over there of, oh, there it is. Subscribe and spread the word. The more people we have, the more we can do. Again, going on, trends on the global economic front. This is our about 70, almost 80th week of putting out the people going out of business. All the, again, the job numbers came out last week. A total fucking load of
bullshit.
Yep. The jobs that are being created are low-paying jobs in the social service sector, in retail sector, and in the hospitality service sectors. High-paying jobs don't exist. They're gone. Finito. That's why they're bringing in all the immigrants. They need cheap labor because they're nothing more than plantation workers of Slavelandia, as the rich keep getting rich. You know, one of my covers of the Trends Journal is going to be Robber Barons 2.0. Yeah. That's all it is. The robber barons have taken over the country, in a country near you. And I can't say the proper word for country. Office building bust. Banks go bust. It's coming. I'm saying to you, we don't give financial advice. The worst is yet to come. We are going to have a banking crisis, the likes of which have never existed in modern history. And nothing has changed. The same bankster bandits that were running the show back then are still in charge now. That's from 2012. Other trends. Apartment loans pose growing risk for U.S. banks. So it's not only the commercial office buildings. Everything has been overbuilt. At the same time as the people are stressed out more, and you have all the data here, how much they're losing, how much they're borrowing, and how much they're not spending, because inflation has gone up. It's not going down. We're going into a dragflation area. Yep. The nation's drowning in debt. We have almost $35 trillion in debt. It's increasing at $1 trillion every 100 days. Office vacancy rates hit new record. Unpaid property taxes up 30% in New York City. London office sales on hold as prices tank. That's just some of what we're looking at as why the office building bust is going to bring down the banking system, because five U.S. banks hold nearly $500 billion, five, in commercial real estate loans. Five regional banks, S&P gave them a negative outlook. And then, of course, the Israel war. Israel tortures thousands of Palestinians hostages. No, they're not called hostages. They're only called hostages when Hamas takes them. Israel has about 9,000 people that they put in jail. And they the facts are there, how they're criminally treating them. Yep. Again, look at your cover of your Trends Journal. BB, you're a bad boy. I know, thanks to the bomb, because one of our articles is two-faced Biden fully backs Israel's genocide in Gaza. So it's all the bullshit. Oh, that other little clown boy, Chuckie Schumer. No, I'm Chuckie Schumer. I'm the senator of New York. Netanyahu has to go as we keep sending more bombs to kill people. Little fuck faces. And what else we got here? Oh, Israel. Huh, they only killed about 52 people in Syria, but that's okay. They won't count. And they're going to ramp it up against Israel. And then we go on to the... Go back to your Trends Journal. Week after week, month after month, for nearly a year and a half, we had forecast that Ukraine is going to ramp up their war against Russia by either attacking deep into Russia and or attacking a nuclear power plant. We got the Israel war, the Ukraine war, and America now ramping up the Middle East war. World War III has begun. There's going to be a false flag event, something major happening. So when I say World War III is going to happen with a false flag event or a 9/11 2.0 or Ukraine bombing a nuclear power plant or something like that, get ready for it. It's going to happen. Yeah. One article after another, been saying it over and over. Oh, what happened? Oh, they just bombed a nuclear power plant. Five drone strikes into it. World War III has begun. Why am I angry? Because it's morally justifiable to be angry when people are committing immoral acts. And if you're not angry when you see this immorality, you are immoral, said St. Thomas Aquinas. World War III has begun. And if we don't stop it, it's going to be a wipeout. Hey, did you see the solar eclipse yesterday? That was all the fucking news. Did Taylor Swift get fucked up in the sun? Yeah, I mean, that's the news. The facts of what's going on that we're giving you, you're not getting anywhere else. And there's something else. And it's in your Trends Journal this week. As we did the economic overview, and what's going on and how bad it is, we're identifying the on-trend entrepreneur opportunities. On-trendpreneur. We're the only ones to do it. These are the trends. Get on trends as an on-trendpreneur. There are opportunities here in a very positive way. So, yes, the economy is going down. Yes, the world is going to shit. Yes, there are positive profit opportunities. And they're all in your Trends Journal. And again, you're not going to want to miss the entire section on AI, trends in high-tech science, trends in geopolitics, trends in cryptos, trends in technocracy, as we said, by Joe Duran. And Trends Eye Views. Yep. Top U.S. food companies escalating drug injection into animals. Another trend. As forecast, U.S. schools see, quote, explosion of students missing from class. We warned this was going to happen with the COVID war. The damage it's done is incalculable. And the morons and imbeciles keep calling it a pandemic when the pandemic hit. That's how they rewrite history. They called it a pandemic, the World Health Organization, or the World Whore Organization, WHORE. On March 11, 2020, when the grand total of about 4,219 people died out of 8 billion, it was not a pandemic. The Black Plague, some 60% of Europe was wiped out. With the COVID war, about 99.97% of the people are still alive. And the people that died had pre-existing comorbidities. The facts are all there. of the 1 to 17 year olds out of 73 million in America, less than 2,000 died of COVID. And according to the CDC, 61% of those hospitalized are obese. It was not a pandemic. But going back, because we also look at what's going on in China, what's going on in the global economies, what's going on in migration, a lot of this has to do with the COVID war. But it's not being reported, and the trends, making connections between different fields, they don't have a clue to do it. So we're giving you everything we can, so you give it back to us. We're giving it to you. It's a win-win situation, and for nothing, $2.56 a week. So tomorrow, don't forget, tune in, Salenti and the Judge, Judge Andrew Napolitano. What a cat. And you should go to his website, Judging Freedom. He has great, great guests on there, too. Thanks for tuning in, and see you tomorrow.